It's Thursday, the 29th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. Namibia will play host to the Global African Hydrogen Summit from September 3 to 5. This three-day event, the first of its kind, will serve as a platform for African governments to explore green energy opportunities by attracting critical investment and financing for bankable energy projects. The summit aims to boost Namibia's green energy sector and position the African continent as a global green energy hub. On what can be expected, here's Green Hydrogen Commissioner James Nyupe.
We should be seeing an announcement with regards to SDG Namibia 1, which is of course our own sort of blended financing infrastructure fund that is being headed up by the EIF. Some funding commitments and other features of that fund will be discussed there as well. There should be an announcement of a partnership with our Ministry of Industrialization and Trade on standardization and metrology between the German counterpart and here in Namibia as well.
The International Air Transport Association's July report reveals a 13.6% year-on-year increase in air cargo demand, marking the eighth consecutive month of double-digit growth. The surge, driven by global trade, booming e-commerce, and maritime shipping constraints, signals a robust year for the air cargo industry. The association's public and media relations advisor, Lyndon Burns.
A bright light was the rise in demand for air cargo from Africa to Asia, which was up 15.4% compared with July last year. On the supply side, capacity increased by 10.5% year-on-year last month. July's figures reflect slower year-on-year supply and demand compared with June, when capacity ballooned by 23.8%, but demand rose by 11.8%.
In South Africa, the ANC's motion of no confidence against Tshwane's Mayor Silliers Brink will be on the council's agenda this week, with a vote scheduled for today. Uncertainty remains about Action SA's stance, whether they will align with the ANC or stay with the DA-led coalition. Brink has stressed the importance of a stable governance in the city.
Whatever party brings a motion of no confidence and brings down a government must be sure what it will put in the place of that government. It's not just a mayor that goes, it's a mayoral committee that goes. We have to maintain the changes we have already made.
The Nigerian government reported that over 31.8 million Nigerians are facing acute food shortages due to ongoing security issues and the removal of fuel subsidies, according to CNBC Africa. This figure marks a significant rise from the 18.6 million reported by the United Nations World Food Programme in late last year. The worsening crisis has led to increased malnutrition, especially amongst women and children. The World Food Programme has paused the movement of its employees in Gaza until further notice. This after a WFP team member came under fire on Tuesday night, a few meters from an Israeli checkpoint at the Wadi Gaza Bridge. The world body has once again called on all parties to the conflict to respect international humanitarian law. Jody Jacobs brings us the report from the United Nations headquarters in New York.
The United Nations says it is horrified at this latest attack on humanitarian workers in Gaza. The world body says despite traveling in a clearly marked vehicle, the team was directly struck by gunfire as it was moving towards an Israeli Defense Force checkpoint. But Israel's ambassador here in New York insists his country is doing everything possible to ensure humanitarian aid reaches Palestinians in need.
We have a mechanism. I don't accept those reports. Yes, it's not easy for the UN organs and other NGOs to operate in Gaza today. That's true. And we all know who is to be blamed for that.
The UN has reiterated its call for international humanitarian law to be respected. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.